leadership in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, we have the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema leaves wreath laying at Freedom Statue as Zambia celebrates its 61st Independence Day. Mr. Zambia urges stakeholders to safeguard media freedom ahead of 2026 polls. In global news, Zelensky to meet summer and European leaders in London after Trump-Putin talk chill. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Moisina Mwinga with the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. President Hakainde Hichilema and his Mozambican counterpart, Daniel Chapo, this morning led members of the diplomatic corps, defense chiefs and citizens in laying wreaths at the Freedom Statue in Lusaka as Zambia celebrates its 61st Independence Day. President Hichilema arrived at the Freedom Statue at 09:15 hours, followed 10 minutes later by President Chapo, who is the guest of honor at this year's Independence Day celebrations. And in his homily, Zambia National Service ZNS Chief of Religious and Services, Brigadier General Isaac Nkoma, emphasized the importance of unity among citizens, noting that no challenge is too great for a united nation. General Nkoma further stated that the challenges the country is facing, such as economic depression, climate shocks, youth unemployment, and global uncertainties, should not be seen as signs of failure, but rather as a call to courage and a summon to rekindle the unbreakable spirit that led Zambia to independence. This year's Independence Day is being commemorated under the theme Building a Resilient and Prosperous Zambia.
1964.
The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, is urging all stakeholders to reaffirm their commitment to press freedom and support programs that strengthen the role of the media in fostering democracy as the country heads towards the 2026 general elections. In her Independence Day message, MISA Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Mwanza Chisanga has strongly condemned the continued harassment and intimidation of journalists while they perform their duties. Ms. Chisanga said these actions are not just a violation of the journalists' right to report, but also a direct violation of the public's right to be informed. She notes that a free and vibrant media is essential to Zambia's democracy, as it plays a crucial watchdog role in society and fosters transparency and accountability in the management of national resources that contribute to building a resilient and prosperous Zambia. Ms. Chisanga emphasizes that independence is not just the absence of colonial rule, but the right of the media to report the news and the right of the public to receive that information, free from any interference. Meanwhile, Caritas Zambia says as the country celebrates its 61st independence, there is need to put aside the politics of division and embrace the power of hope fueled by hard work. Organization Executive Director Gabriel Mapulanga emphasized that the nation is built on inclusion from every part of Zambia who must be represented and served by the government.
I mean, for Zambia to truly rise, those entrusted with the power of appointment must be the guardians of our national motto. To all of you who are in charge of placing people in positions of public service, be sensitive. Our nation is built on inclusion. Every corner of Zambia.
In more news, government says it is looking forward to the completion of the land audit in the wake of increased land-based investments in recent years. Ministry of Lands, Copperbelt Lands Officer Vanessa Sayuba explains that the laws that govern statutory land include the Land Act No. 184 of 1990, enacted in 1995. Ms. Sayuba notes that the proportions of customary versus statutory land have not yet been revised, but a land audit will soon be undertaken to determine current land distribution. She has emphasized that the audit aims to inform decision makers managing both statutory and customary land systems. Ms. Sayuba was speaking during a Copperbelt Chiefs workshop in Kitwe under an EU-funded project, Strengthening the Respect for Environmental Rights in Zambia, SR4E, implemented by HIVOS, CEJ, and ZM.
We request people a hard copy. In the same spirit, we have also been gone digital. So where a client will get documents and bring to our registry, now people scan their documents and apply online. So there is no need to interact with the registry. You scan and then the documents are uploaded directly online for the applicant to undergoing the conversion.
Meanwhile, Zambia Land Alliance Kitwe coordinator Felix Chipoya highlighted that all land is vested in the Republic as per Zambia's constitution.
Customary land is administered according to traditions and worship and the customs of a particular chiefdom of the land. So now most of farmers live on customer land.
In other stories, Kanchubia constituency member of parliament Sande Chanda has urged the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to move beyond mere utilization to quality performance benchmarks when dispersing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The call follows recent revelations by the Ministry's Permanent Secretary for Administration, Gabriel Pollen, that local authorities will now receive varying amounts of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, based on performance and actual utilization of the funds. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chanda argues that performance and actual utilization of the funds alone may mean spending the whole CDF amount on shoddy works, emphasizing the need to interrogate the quality of performance. Mr. Chanda says CDF must speak to equity as opposed to equality, emphasizing that the distribution must be informed by science, while noting that there are needier constituencies than others.
Let's also go further and interrogate the quality of performance, but also informed by key performance indicators. And these key performance indicators must be made public so that the citizenry in a particular constituency are given an opportunity to grade the pace at which the CDF is being utilized. I'll make an example and as an argument that we must go further and insist that CDF must speak to equity.